a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon. The South Dakota Senate will now come to order. And leading us in our prayer this afternoon is Reverend John Fetty of the New Life Assembly of God Church here in Pierre. And leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance today are two of our pages from this session, Dacey Bryan from Murdo and Thomas Tolton from Fort Pierre.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we pause before we do anything else to give thanks for your help and your wisdom. Father, looking forward to the things in the future that you're going to help us with. We ask also for our men and women in the military that you would be with them and guide them and keep them safe. For your word says safety is of you. Be with the family of Governor Janklow and all those who have lost loved ones in the service of our country. And Father, we will thank you for this. For this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Adelstein, Begalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Cutler, Frericks, Frisley, Gray, Hansen, Haverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Junkie, Krause, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Norstrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Valley. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you, ma'am. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative... Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 8th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move adoption of the report. Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. So adopted. Before we proceed, welcome everyone to your South Dakota Senate and those listening over the Internet or webcam. It's a privilege to have you here as part of your government and self-governance. We'd like to, first of all, if not everybody knows this, we have doctors that come every day to take care of us and volunteer their day out of the office away from their patients. And today we have taken care of us Dr. Sylvia Anderson from the great city of Faulkton. Welcome, doctor. Whenever I think of Faulkton, I think of a lot of people, but Jarvis Brown pops to mind. So thank you for your service. And on behalf of Senator Krebs and all of us, we've got some great blue shirts up here. It's Brandon Day in South Dakota, right here in Pierre. Brandon Day. Would people from Brandon please be stand up? We're really glad that you came. We're especially glad, since he hasn't got his license back yet, that you brought back former Representative Roger Brooks in the back of the... Hey, Roger, welcome. Good to see you, man. Welcome back, sir. And also we have with us today, it's Credit Union Day as well, right? We have the credit union folks. We stand. Thank you for the credit union professionals and volunteers to our chamber today. They're representing the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, which serves over 50 federally chartered credit unions and over 245,000 credit union members in South Dakota. Thank you for being here today. Thank you very much. Okay, order of business, reports of standing committees. Thank you.
The Committee on Local Government respectfully reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 70 and recommends do pass. Also, Senate Bills 66 and 67 recommend do pass and place on the consent calendar. Senator Schleckaway, Chair. The Committee on Transportation reports Senate Bill 63 and 64 and recommends do pass and place on the consent calendar. And also the nominations of Thomas J. Greenway and Scott G. Stern to the South Dakota Railroad Authority and recommends confirmation on the consent calendar. Senator Valley, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services reports Senate Bill 69 and 72 and recommends do pass. Senate Bill 23 and recommends do pass as amended. Senator Hunhoff, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs reports Senate Bill 71 and House Bill 1048 and recommends do pass. And House Bill 1016 and 1024 recommends do pass and place on the consent calendar. Also Senate Bill 59, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Senator Roden, Chair.
Messages, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bill 1007, 1028, 1034, 1049, 1056, 1058, 1060, 1061, 1062, 1069, House Joint Resolution 1001 and House Joint Resolution 1002, which have passed the House and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Also, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Concurrent Resolution 1002 and 1003, which have been adopted by the House and your concurrence is requested. Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions, please.
Senator Olson moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1:30 on Thursday, January 26th, the 10th legislative day.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
House Concurrent Resolution 1002, a concurrent resolution urging Congress and the South Dakota Congressional Delegation and to protect the United States Postal Service and House Concurrent Resolution 1003, encouraging South Dakota hospitals with maternity care services to become baby-friendly by implementing the 10 steps to successful breastfeeding.
Referral to committee has been waived, and those HCRs, concurrent resolutions, will be on tomorrow's calendar. Ladies and gentlemen, at this point in time in our session, we have what's called first reading. And the first reading is obviously just that. We have quite a few bills that have come in, and our team up front will be reading them at the same time. And it looks sort of strange, but that's because the Constitution required it so that bills could not be hidden. They need to read the titles and where they're assigned. I'm going to do that. But we do this out of efficiency because it's all computerized now, and obviously when our Constitution was adopted, we didn't have the computer. So please proceed with first reading.
Senate Bill 166, an act to require evidence of financial responsibility at the time of vehicle registration to provide for a motor vehicle insurance database and to provide for the administration thereof. 161, an act to revise certain provisions concerning public meetings held by teleconference or video conference. 162, an act to create certified technology parks and to provide certain financing mechanisms and bonding authority to enhance knowledge and tech-based economic development and to repeal certain provisions concerning certified technology parks. 167, an act to increase the amount that may be placed on a video lottery machine game. Senate Bill 170, an act to reduce contractors' excise tax rate on new or expanded power production. 174, an act to increase the 9/11 emergency surcharge to revise the collection and distribution of the surcharge revenue to provide for point-of-sale collection of the prepaid wireless 9/11 emergency surcharge and to provide funding for the upgrade of 9/11 emergency services. 175, an act to increase the number of video lottery machines that may be placed in a licensed establishment.
Thank you. The President pro tem has assigned. The President announces the following assignments to Agriculture and Natural Resources, Senate Bill 150, 152, 153, 160, 169, to Appropriations, Senate Bills 151 and 159, to Commerce, 155, 157, 158, Education is assigned Senate Bills 164 and 165. To Health and Human Services, Senate Bill 154, 163, 173, 176, 177. Judiciary, 148, 149, 156, 172. Senate Bill 171 to local government. Senate State Affairs receives 161, 162, 167, 168, 170, 174, and 175, and Senate Bill 166 is assigned to transportation. Ladies and gentlemen, I neglected to also recognize Representative Dave Gleason, who served in the House of Representatives from the great city of Sisseton. Right, Frerichs? Hey, Dave. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go through the same drill for House bills. These are House bills that have already passed that have come over here for consideration. So first reading of House bills.
House Bill 1028, an act to revise certain provisions relating to state employees and to the administration of state personnel matters. House Bill 1049, an act to add certain definitions regarding the Department of Military. 1056, an act to revise certain provisions of the South Dakota Business Corporations Act regarding the issuance of shares and cumulative voting for directors. 1058, an act to revise certain record search fees charged by clerks of court. House Joint Resolution 1001, a joint resolution proposing and submitting to the electors of the next general election an amendment to Article 17 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota relating to corporations. House Joint Resolution 1002, a joint resolution to propose a constitutional amendment to repeal certain reimbursement restrictions for travel by legislators to and from a legislative session. House Bill 1069, an act to increase the amount of income and principal of a perpetual fund used to maintain a cemetery.
Thank you, ladies. House Bill 1034, assigned to Commerce, 1007, Education. Judiciary receives House Bills 1060, 61, and 1062. Local Government 1069, and State Affairs is assigned House Bills 1028, 1049, 1056, 1058, H.J.R. 1001, and H.J.R. 1002. Next item of business is our second reading of consent calendar items. Consent calendar includes bills that pass unanimously out of Senate committee to the floor, but also as they're unanimous, the committee can have them put on a calendar where they're not debatable. People can ask questions, the senators can, or if they wish to debate it, can pull it off and debate it tomorrow. It's an efficiency move, and so if you proceed with our consent calendar, please.
Senate Bill 39, an act to expand the definition of victim for the purposes of certain written victim impact statements. Senate Bill 41, an act to authorize retailers to choose whether to submit pseudoephedrine purchase records electronically or in writing.
Thank you, ma'am. Senate Bills 39 and 41, having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bills 39 and 41. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler. Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstad.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Kraus.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman. Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard. Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
Thank you. Senate Bills 39 and 41, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. Second reading of Senate Bills. This is our debate calendar. Please proceed, ma'am.
Senate Bill 1036. Senate Bill 16, an act to define a final stage manufacturer dealer and to provide for licensing of final stage manufacturer dealers.
Thank you. Senate Bill 16, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Good afternoon, Mr. President.
Good afternoon, Senator Krebs. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 16 just clarifies and really actually creates a new line item, so to speak, or new definition in dealer code and clarify, you know, the auto dealers, those that sell cars pay and have to get a license to sell your cars. A trailer dealer has to get a license to sell trailers, a snowmobile dealer, and on such. We did not have defined in statute a particular definition for a final stage manufacturer. What I mean by that, and it really has been something that's been around since 1989 at the company called Terex out of Watertown, that take maybe a chassis, again, the axle or the base of your vehicle, and then add or augment or add something to it, whether it be their own particular equipment, and then they would used to sell it back, the actual chassis with the new equipment, back to the dealer, and then that other dealer would sell it for them. This here creates them that final stage manufacturer can take a chassis, augment it, add their equipment to it, and then be able to sell it themselves. For example, it specifically affects Rosenbauer Fire, Crimson Fire out of Brandon, the large equipment manufacturers in those areas. So this defines that particular area of a dealer. They are already paying a fee to do this in the Title 32. That $300 fee is just clarified. You will see on page 8 of the bill as a $300 fee that defines them as a final stage manufacturer dealer. So I'd appreciate your support on Senate Bill 16.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 16. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Does require a two-thirds majority vote due to the continuous appropriation of the fund. Those in favor will vote aye. Nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen,
aye.
Haverly,
aye.
Heineman,
aye.
Holine,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Hunhoff,
aye.
Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krause,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
Thank you. Senate Bill 16, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
Senate Bill 17, an act to require certain fuel tax returns and reports to be filed by electronic means and to require certain fuel taxes to be remitted by electronic transfer.
Thank you. Senate Bill 17, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there
Mr.
any remarks?
President. Mr. President.
Oh, I'm sorry. Senator Hunstead.
Good afternoon. Mr. President. Senate Bill 17 is a bill that requires the taxing entities on fuel to remit their taxes digitally and to remit their reports digitally. It turns out that all 70 of the main suppliers already do that in other states besides South Dakota, and this is a very small step for them to do. There may be some folks who could not be able to do that for some reason, and if they could not do it, the Secretary within this bill has given permission for those folks to be able to come into a reasonable way of complying before she enforces it. So, therefore, I think we have no problems. None of the suppliers are today worried about it. So I hope you all could help them report this information and pay their taxes digitally. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on Senate Bill 17? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 17. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstad.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman. Maher. Nelson.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard. Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann. Thiessen. Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
Senate Bill 17, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title deemed approved.
Senate Bill 30, an act to allow for the establishment of an alternative benefit enhancement methodology within the South Dakota retirement system.
Thank you. Senate Bill 30, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Rampelberg, good afternoon, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 30 is a request from the South Dakota Retirement System Board of Trustees. Across the country, most states are thinking a little bit about the sustainability of the retirement system. As many of you may know, we have 73,000 people that are covered by this system in South Dakota. We have about $9 billion in funding in it. Actually, we have, I think it's 100-odd percent covered at this time. But it's based upon the market, as you all know. The Board of Trustees has been reviewing some ideas from other states that have developed what they might call a hybrid plan. And what it would do is provide more alternatives for the benefit enhancements in the future. And actually, what it would try to do is tie together a formula-based benefit, which we have right now, and an account-based benefit, which would be developed through their efforts over a period of time. And this would provide additional benefits, at the same time provide a sustainability and a safety net a little bit for you, if you will, for the state. We have an amendment coming, which is different from the bill that you're reading right now, and it will provide coverage, approval, if you will, from the legislature when this plan is developed. I think it makes good sense. It's part of being a good steward for our system of retirement within our state, and I think the Board of Trustees should be commended, and Rob Wiley especially, for having the foresight to put something like this together and the authority given by us to them to develop it further. So as I mentioned, Mr. President, those are my remarks, and I believe we have a friendly amendment.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. With regards to this bill, as we took a look at this, I did note some concerns because effectively the original version of this bill attempted to establish the system with not quite as much legislative oversight as I thought was maybe appropriate. So with that, I'd like to move Amendment 30MD, and if I could speak to both the amendment and the bill.
Second.
Comments on the motion to amend marked 30, Mike Delta? Please
yes.
Proceed.
If everyone could also please make sure that it's 30 Mike Delta that you have. We were struggling a little bit to get some of the wording right, so there are several versions, but Mike Delta is the most current one. What we've done is we've gone in on that first line, and instead of use the word establish, we allow the retirement system to try to develop a plan for this particular methodology. And then the second part of the amendment basically deletes out all of the rules-making authority and instead says that the retirement system, once they've developed this plan, will come back to the legislature for approval and discussion and funding. Given the sensitivity and the importance of this pension system, especially when we're talking about billions of dollars, I think it's probably in the best interest of the full body to weigh any changes that could impact that system as we go forward. So I would ask for your favorable consideration of the amendment.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks on Senator Brown's motion to amend? Hearing none, all those in favor of Senator Brown's motion to amend marked 30, Mike Delta, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. It is so amended. Further remarks on Senate Bill 30 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage on Senate Bill 30 as amended. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bagalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstad.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman. Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard. Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
Thank you. Senate Bill 30 as amended, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Senator Brown.
I'd like to move the title amendment 30, Mike Tango Alpha.
Is there a second? All those in favor of that motion to amend signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. The title is so amended. Thank you.
Senate Bill 20, an act to allow returns and return information to be disclosed to officers, employees, and legal representatives of the Office of the Attorney General and other state agencies and departments.
Senate Bill 20, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Maher.
Mr. President.
Welcome back.
I'm back.
Great.
Senate Bill 20 has had a little rough start to the beginning of session. We changed a few things around on the Department of Revenue, but essentially in the end we come to an agreeable conclusion. And essentially this will streamline the process for allowing the Department of Revenue to disclose returns and return information to other state agencies. It will also allow the head of state agencies and others within the state agency to make written requests to the Secretary for the Department of Revenue for the return information where it is needed by their agency for a civil or criminal law enforcement activity. Currently, only the head of the agency is able to make these written requests. This bill will not change the confidential nature of the return information provided by the Department of Revenue's duty to make sure it only shares the information with other agencies under appropriate circumstances. In summary, the passage of this bill will provide a more efficient information-sharing process between the Department of Revenue and other state agencies while still maintaining a process for documenting requests for confidential information. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 20. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 20. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bagalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstad.
Aye.
Hunhoff. Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krause,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman, Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Norstrup,
aye.
Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
Senate Bill 20, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
Senate Bill 15, an act to revise certain provisions related to the treatment of persons with mental illness, including consent to treatment.
Senate Bill 15, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Hunhoff, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of the Senate.
Senate Bill 15 is a companion to the bill that we acted on yesterday, Senate Bill 14. This bill comes out of the Governor's Behavioral Services Work Group that was established and chaired by Lieutenant Governor Michaels and Senior Advisor Bowman. That work group was composed of stakeholders, which include legislators, providers, association, advocacy groups, and the Department of Social Services. The purpose was to develop a strategic plan for the future of behavioral health services in this state and to make recommendations. Keep in mind, the last revisions that have been made in mental health statutes were over 21 years ago. What was concluded was that the group intent was to focus on streamlining processes and identify statutes which are outdated and are not reflective of the current practice of behavioral health treatment. The bill does make several changes to the definitions of the code, incorporating new terms that are used in later substantive provisions of this bill. It makes changes to the statute regarding qualified mental health professionals, and these are specifically designated or defined groups of professionals that are licensed at the private practice level to perform evaluations as part of the involuntary commitment process. This bill makes several changes to the outpatient commitment process aimed at eliminating current barriers and to make its use and effectiveness. Primarily, what it does, it provides an opportunity that for commitments, involuntary, that they don't have to go to the Human Service Center, but they can be involuntarily committed to community-based programs or mental health centers for an outpatient treatment. That has not been made possible before and provides this an opportunity where that individual will have quicker access and appropriate level of resources. It also changes the process for involuntary admission to inpatient treatment and substitutes informed consent. For some reason, it was thought that mental health individuals or people that have problems with mental health needed a different type of informed consent form, and that's not really true. So what they're trying to do is that no matter who is completing an informed consent form, they should be comparable across all sectors of the population, and so they've done that. They've also created an integrated commitment process for the medication and treatment of co-occurring disorders. And I will tell you, co-occurring disorders are defined as having both an alcohol and a drug problem, so that you're treating two and providing for that. They've also defined chronic mental health disease, which, again, is based on the psychiatric evaluation of the individuals and the complexity of that. It also makes several changes to mental health treatment, both in the emergency and non-emergent nature, and it makes a change in the services of the processes of the code pertaining to hearing procedures, again, to facilitate in the processing so an individual can get the treatment that they need by your local mental health boards. It also repeals the chapter on the Declaration of the Power of Attorney for Mental Health Treatment. Again, this tool was rarely utilized, and it was very onerous to complete. In conclusion, what this bill does, it keeps the standards and rights that are currently in statute, and it provides quicker access to services for individuals that have behavioral health needs, and it's also helping in reducing the stigma of mental illness. I would hope that you would support and pass the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hunoff. Further remarks? Senator Bradford.
Thank you, Mr. President. I spoke on this bill in committee, and it is. It's a tremendous bill. It's tremendous things we've done to it. But I happen to be one person who, as chairman of my county, had to commit some unwillingful mental illness people, my neighbors. So I am very concerned about what happens in this area. I also am very concerned for that patient, because I found out during my time in tenure at this job, those people were very normal at certain times, and that at other times they were very abnormal. So in my going through the bill, and I know that sometimes people think I'm maybe a little too picky, but we had an amendment to the bill, and of course this was It was on 18, line 1. We interjected the law enforcement in good faith in transportation of these people is immune from civil action. I had a heartburn with that because I don't ever think that the rights of anybody for civil action should be taken away. And it was explained to me that this was, if there was willful or wanton misconduct, then these people had a recourse. But what is willful and meaningful misconduct? I'm not too sure wanton what that is, but I am very concerned about anybody because I know I had one of my peers or neighbor come home and say I was mistreated. So I had a little heartburn with that, and everybody assured me that they were well protected. And I'm not trying to change the bill in any way, but I would like to see that that part of it be adhered to, because it's quite easily to misinterpret what a mentally ill person is, what he thinks is not malicious, and you respond in a malicious way. That was what I was concerned about. I want to thank you for your time, but I still support the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bradford. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 15. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Wegolka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstad.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrom,
aye.
Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann, Thiessen, Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
Thank you. Senate Bill 15, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
Senate Bill 43, an act to criminalize the failure to report the death or disappearance of a child within a specified time by certain persons responsible for the care of the child.
Senate Bill 43, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 43 is brought at the request of the Attorney General. The bill criminalizes the failure of a parent or guardian to report the disappearance, death of a child within certain specific time frames. In other words, it deals with the abandonment, the desertion, or the missing of a child. This came to a forefront or a head during the trial, if many of you remember, earlier in the year of Casey Anthony, on the death of Kaylee Anthony. And she was found not guilty of first-degree murder, aggravated manslaughter, aggravated child abuse. There's a lot of outrage at that point. And there was a movement called for the criminalization of the failure to report a death or a disappearance of a child in that person's care and custody. That's why this bill was developed. It does two things. First, the bill creates a Class 1 misdemeanor for a parent or guardian or legal guardian or caretaker who fails to notify law enforcement within 48 hours that a child less than 13 years of age has gone missing. The second thing it does is it creates a Class 5 felony for a parent, legal guardian, or caretaker who fails to notify law enforcement within 6 hours of a death of a child. The key word here, I want you to remember, is knowingly. Because you might not know, let's say in a crib death situation, that the person died or that child died during the night. It's knowingly. With that, I would urge your favorable consideration of this law because it does give law enforcement another tool in their toolbox in these situations. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 43. Senator Buell, good afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon. First of all, I want to thank the Attorney General for bringing this bill. I think anytime we have a conversation about a serious issue like child abuse, I think we're doing the good work for the people of South Dakota. Obviously, it's tragic when children come in harm's way, especially when that harm comes from their parents or another trusted guardian or caregiver. We're all familiar with what happened with the Casey Anthony case and what tragically happened to little Kaylee Anthony. When we heard this bill in committee, the Attorney General detailed a case in South Dakota in which a woman left a baby in a bathroom. He also detailed that that woman was brought to justice under the numerous child neglect, abandonment, and assault statutes that we have to date. As a result, I am actually rising in opposition of this bill. I don't believe that it would have any deterrent effect for people who would abuse their children. Frankly, I think people who are going to cause harm to their children are going to do it anyway, and I think that parents who are acting in good faith are already reporting these disappearances and deaths to law enforcement or medical providers as is necessary. I don't think this law is really about protecting kids. I think that we have already given these tools and the tool belt to our Attorney General and to our state's attorneys, and I think they will continue to prosecute and investigate these claims as they come in. And I just feel this law is reactionary, and I urge you to resist it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 43? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 43. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
No.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman. Maher.
No.
Nelson. Nordstrom,
aye.
Nygaard,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
no.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 30, nays 3, excused 2.
Senate Bill 43, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. Okay, announcements. Senator Thiessen reminds me that the pine beetle briefing by State Forestry Department of Agriculture will be in room 414. Obviously, after session, 3 p.m., but we'll need to wait, I assume, for the House to adjourn as well. So in a little while, it'll be up at 414. Again, the pine beetle discussion and briefing and update, the maps and the plans and just the issue itself and what the response is. Further announcements. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Commerce, 10 a.m. tomorrow, 423.
Thank you, sir. Senator Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ag, tomorrow, 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Senator Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Appropriations Bill hearing tomorrow and LRC 1 at 9 o'clock. LRC 1 at 9. Seven bills up. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator Johnston.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, room 423.
Thank you very much, Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Judiciary, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Very good. Any other announcements? coming in tomorrow at 1:30. As a reminder, thank you, 1:30. Madam Secretary.
Senator Haverly moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carried. We are adjourned.